This is the Final Whistle podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.
The final score, Wrexham 1, Halifax Town 1. And Wrexham's run continues to 15 unbeaten at home in the league. Our longest run unbeaten in the league since September 2015. But in all honesty, that match was as close as we've come during that unbeaten run to be beaten at the racecourse. Wrexham finishing with 10 men and having a frustrating time of it. It all started so well as well. That's, I think, one of the more annoying parts of it. Wrexham starting with an unchanged team from the one that beat Guiseley last Saturday, understandably, which meant that Scott Quigley back to fitness and new signing Jonathan Franks were both on the bench. Halifax coming into the game in turmoil under a caretaker manager, having lost their last three games, and on paper he suspected this would be straightforward. Halifax though showed intent from the start, moving the ball around. That caretaker manager Neil Young had changed his team's formation, giving them a bit more solidity when they didn't have the ball, and credit to them, they made a decent fist of things in the opening exchanges. However, for the 15 minutes leading up to Wrexham's goal, they did lose their grip. Wrexham played with good tempo and intensity and a spell of play which ultimately be rewarded with a goal. The Wrexham seemed to kickstart things really in the fourth minute. A really good break, excellent ball by Wedgwood down the left hand side. Holroyd ran onto it, isolated, so rather than wait for support he cut inside into the box. It looked like he was setting himself up to hit it on his right foot into the top right corner. Instead he surprised the keeper by pulling it inside the left post. A really good adjustment to position by Sam Johnson, who had a curious day in goal for Halifax. He parried it away, good save, pushing it for a corner. Johnson was a curious egg of a performance. He was technically a bit dubious for me in the way he went for some high balls and won some good punches and crowded 6-yard box, took some decent claims as well, and made a couple of key saves. That was the first of them. Had to be unorthodox in the 18th minute when Manny Smith stuck a diagonal into the box, Bowden gambling on it, running into the area, and the keeper Johnson just about managing to sprint and get there ahead of Bowden as he closed in on the skipping ball and punch it clear at waist level to safety. Within a minute though he was beaten and he could do nothing about it. Massive credit to Manny Smith, who did really well to get down the right hand side and keep in a switched ball towards him. He fed it down the line to Kevin Roberts. Roberts ripped in a fine cross. It was really good movement all across the board. Rutherford had come to support Roberts and dragged the man out from the middle. Bowden attacked the space that had been created. Free header, 7 yards out, planted it past the helpless Johnson, and Wrexham were ahead. And like I said, in the 15 minutes leading up to the goal, Wrexham looked good. They were dominant, they got the goal they needed, and well, you rather suspected that that was going to be it. A demoralised Halifax team put to the sword by a rampant top of the table Wrexham. It wasn't. Halifax came back at things, and frankly Wrexham never really got that momentum and that crispness in their play back again. Halifax, credit to them, straight away were trying to get back onto the front foot. Cosolo on the left-hand side was a nuisance to Wrexham in just about every meaning of that word, but he was cutting inside from the left and finding pockets of space in front of the back four, and within 4 minutes of the Wrexham goal he was going close, drifting inside, driving a shot which Dunn did well to parry away. Then it was Hibbs cutting inside from the left, hitting a 20-yarder which soared over the bar. But Halifax were looking threatening. Halifax were getting back into it, and Wrexham never regained that momentum throughout the first half. Although there was one moment of threat, which was again Johnson's scrappy side. Devedix winning a good header from a ball forwards, finding Holroyd on the edge of the area. He did really nicely to lay the ball off. Bowden, about 22 yards outside the box, hit a volley into the ground. It wasn't the cleanest of hits, but Johnson going to his right, scrambling across, his hands down at waist level, it bounced up and hit him in the chest, span away, and he had to recover quickly to dive down and grab it before Holroyd, the predatory Holroyd, could pounce. However, Halifax got away with that scare, and in the last minute of the first half, they grabbed themselves an equaliser, a controversial equaliser, a corner from the left-hand side, taken short. It was Hibbs swinging the cross in towards the near post. It was attacked and headed towards goal, but off target. But Scott Garner at the far post lunged in and managed to poke it across the line from close range. Wrexham were absolutely adamant that it was offside, but the referee and linesman were not to be moved, and so Wrexham found themselves going in level. In fact, Wrexham, a little bit shaky, as you would, conceded another free kick straight after that, and they were a bit nervous defending on the edge of the area. Denton, the target man, was causing problems in the air throughout, and whenever Halifax came forward, you just were worried that they had enough threat to do something. Second half, Wrexham came out and started pretty sharply. Nice turn by Bowden, set up Holroyd on the edge of the area, who held it up well. Devedix made a good run inside him. Holroyd had a chance to roll it square and put him one-on-one with the keeper. Frustratingly for Wrexham, he played it in behind him. Then it was Dunn driving the ball over the top. Bowden running down the left channel. Not the quickest of strikers, but he head after it, and Johnson did really well to come right to the edge of the area and just beat Bowden to it. But again, Wrexham weren't really imposing themselves. Halifax were defending quite deep at times, but were doing well, holding keep Wrexham at arm's length and looking dangerous through Costello on the break. One such dangerous moment. Well, first of two glorious chances for Denton at close range to win the match. Duckworth, who had to come on as a left back, replacing the injured Scott McManus. Duckworth as a right back, and on this occasion used that to his advantage, cutting it onto his right foot and swinging an inviting cross 6 yards out. Denton with a diving header, but he somehow managed to head it over the bar from, well, within the 6 yard box. A great opportunity. Wrexham made their own change, throwing Scott Quigley on for Nicky Devedix, who didn't have as much influence as he did on Saturday at Guiseley. And Quigley immediately was lively and looking to cause problems. He held the ball up from one nice move back to goal 6 yards out, but just couldn't quite the angle for the shot. He had another effort which went over. But Wrexham, despite looking more menacing with him up front and Holroyd cutting in from the flank, were still toiling to make good chances. Sean Pearson, trying to lead from the back, went on a tremendous burst down the left-hand side, surged to the edge of the area, just about overhit it. Then Brown tackled him. The ball span out to Kevin Roberts, and from 20 yards out, he struck a good strike, but it could never keep it down. It went just over. Roberts, against his old team, was looked determined to make an impact, and he was charging up and down the right-hand side, getting into good attacking positions, and he got involved in the next move. A minute later, Rutherford, doing brilliantly down the left-hand side to wriggle around and beat his man. He drove the ball in to the penalty area. Roberts' close-range shot was blocked. It span out to Quigley on the edge of the area, a little bit of space, but he couldn't get on top of his shot and blasted it over the bar. But like I said, Halifax still had threat, and they were coming back on. Collins swinging in a ball into the 6 yard box. Chris Dunn seemed to slip, and all of a sudden it looked like Wrexham were in real trouble. Denton lunging inside the 6 yard box, but again got underneath it and managed to squeeze it over on the stretch. A second great close range chance for Denton to put Wrexham behind. We went into the last 10 minutes and Wrexham had their closest chance to win it. An absolutely glorious ball by Holroyd, who, since he'd moved down to the left-hand side through the tactical alterations, hit a couple of really good diagonals, and this one was a beauty. He found Quigley, and Quigley running at the last defender, cutting in from the right-hand side, struck a shot. The defender on the stretch got a foot to it and deflected it at pace towards the bottom left corner, but Johnson did brilliantly to lunge across and push the ball around the post and to survive. And then, with 8 minutes left, came a really bizarre interlude. The referee, Daniel Middleton, frankly hadn't looked the most convincing in many respects, and he had a very strange moment. He gave a decision against Wrexham, a throw-in decision which Wrexham were extremely unhappy about. Paul Rutherford protested too loudly and got himself a yellow card. And it seemed, that was it. I saw him show the yellow, I did not see him show a red. But Rutherford had been booked in the first half. Rutherford then was substituted immediately. Jack McCrath came on for Rutherford and Jonathan Franks came on for his debut for Scott Bowden. At which point, a number of us were starting to wonder, what on earth's going on? Because Rutherford had been booked twice. Whether the referee did show a second yellow and we just hadn't spotted it or not, or whether the ref hadn't shown a second yellow, I hadn't realised, we don't know. But Rutherford went off and was substituted. And then after McCrath came on, the ref got a tip-off from somebody and had to go across, work out which player to remove from the pitch and say to McCrath, I'm sorry, but Rutherford was sent off, he can't be substituted, and Wrexham were down to 10 men. It was a bizarre incident. The crowd didn't know what was going on, understandably, and Wrexham found themselves up again as pushing for the win with 10 men. They switched to a 4-4-1. Holroyd went onto the right-hand side. Franks went onto the left and looked a lively presence, quickly on his own through the middle. And, well, a strange, strange situation. Wrexham were then a bit open to the counter-attack, as you might imagine, because they continued to push on looking for the win. And there was a real danger that they might get picked off by Halifax, as they brought on Tutton, the big striker. He turned and had a decent strike from the edge of the area, which went over the bar. But then Wrexham, on the other hand, as we went into 6 minutes of time, were pushing on. It should have been 10 against 10. The referee, like I said, very erratic in his decision-making. Quickly breaking on the left-hand side, beat Moyo, who'd been booked in the first half. Moyo grabbed Quigley's shirt and pulled him to the floor. It was a blatant foul and a blatant yellow card. And the referee just gave the free kick and declined to show a second yellow to Moyo. Wrexham were rightly livid. They nearly had their mood elevated from the free kick, though it was out on the left-hand side, but Franks ripped it in, I think just trying to put it into the far post, put a little bit too much on it and nearly scored. It looked like it was creeping under the bar, and the backpedalling Johnson at full stretch managed to tip it over for a corner. Having said that, Wrexham had their own close shave in the second minute of added time, when the ball was played into the area, and there was Tutton, who a moment earlier has benefited from the referee's peculiar decision-making processes, which is the euphemism for incompetence. He'd run across Kevin Roberts and used his arm blatantly at full stretch in order to bring the ball under control, the referee giving the free kick, so he saw it, but deciding that he wouldn't actually penalise it with the yellow card that the rules dictate he must. However, in this occasion, Tutton suffered from the referee. He ran into the box, and as he did so, Jennings reached out and grabbed his arm. Tutton felt the contact, went down. I've got to be honest, I thought it was a penalty, but the referee decided to wave play on, and the game ended. The Wrexham fans, who'd given terrific support throughout, were booing at the end in frustration, because Halifax had came in no real form at all and frustrated Wrexham. Having said that, it's got to be pointed out that they actually did a decent job, Halifax. They've been criticised in the last few games for being too open. They tightened themselves up, switched to what was essentially a 4-2-4 to a 4-3-3, and they benefited from that, quite frankly. They looked tight, pretty organised when they didn't have the ball, although individually the defence looked shaky and you wondered whether Wrexham could have pressured them more. But in the second half particularly, the midfield protected the defence very well, and as a result of that, well, Wrexham struggled really in order to create. Devidix will have been frustrated. I think he wasn't able to conduct more from the left-hand side. Holroyd had a slightly frustrating day. He was trying all sorts of inventive stuff. It just wasn't quite coming off. He was a little bit unlucky, Holroyd. Bowden, in the first half hour, was terrific with his layoffs, dropping off the front and flicking things around the corner. It was very, very impressive indeed. But as the game went on, whether he was tiring or not, I don't know. Whether it was just, maybe this is a more realistic explanation, actually, to be fair, whether it was just the fact that Halifax were getting bodies around the area he wanted to drop off into so much more effectively. But whichever it was, he started squandering possession rather more. And as a result, Bowden was less effective and had to be subbed. Rutherford was lively, cutting in and out from the flanks, making lots of really good diagonal runs, trying to pop up in pockets of space. Quigley was lively when he came on as well. But it was just frustrating for Wrexham, as Kelly and Wedgbury worked hard in the centre of the pitch, trying to prompt and create. Roberts bombing forwards constantly from the flank. No lack of effort and commitment from Wrexham, but frustratingly for them, in the end, no 3 points. So the final score, Wrexham 1, Halifax 1. Have a listen to what myself and Arnie Williams said at the end of the Callum FM broadcast. Well, I warn you, there isn't a huge amount of analysis, for the simple fact that by the time the 6 minutes had been played, there wasn't a hell of a lot of broadcast left. Yeah, frustrating for Wrexham. It's Halifax's form. This looked like a straightforward win, and after the first 20 minutes, this looked like a straightforward win as well. But frustratingly for Wrexham, the game got away from them after that Scott Bowden goal, and ultimately after Paul Rutherford's controversial red card, Ollie.
Well, we showed good spirit because we kept going and we kept trying to push on, but we just had to accept the inevitable that, you know, a point was just what we had to go for.
Yeah, it was one of the weirdest games I've seen this season, if not the weirdest game, because they had almost everything, didn't they, really? Wrexham deserved to win, I think. Scott Bowden, brilliant goal for him. Wonderful ball in. I think it was Roberts with the cross, wasn't it, for the goal. So yeah, Roberts chipping in, did really well getting forward, Kevin Roberts. Yeah. What a game he had. But to concede in the manner in which we did, interesting when we watched that one back. Because was there a hint of offside against Garner? We do not know at the moment, but it looked at that point it was. If so, that's going to be really, really disappointing. The officiating wasn't great at times anyway.
No.
But some strange calls. The player's still talking to the referee. Kevin Roberts is now chatting to the three officials who've gathered in the middle of the pitch. But yes, just disappointing for Wrexham not to have picked up all 3 points today. And with results elsewhere, I assume Macclesfield 2-1 up against Guiseley, they would have won that. So yeah, disappointed. We wanted to win, especially when we go into Sutton next week. But yeah, we've not lost. We've equaled the club record. In terms of we've equaled the record from 2015 in terms of unbeaten games.
Longest unbeaten home run in a league since 2015, September 2015. A clean sheet here, and we'd have equaled the club record for league clean sheets. Man of the match, Ollie. Do you want to go for it? Do you want me to go for it? I don't mind.
It's a tough one, isn't it, really? I think Roberts and Wedgbury are the candidates.
That's exactly how I see it. So not such a tough one.
Because he pickpocketed Casillo and he's going to go home crying, I'm going to give it to Wedgbury. I don't know if you'd agree with that.
I would have gone for that as well, that Wedgbury. His energy was ridiculous, and he was everywhere.
Right,
and I sometimes worry, you know, I mean, it's not a disciplined role he plays in a way, but my goodness me, he hoovered the possession up and won a hell of a lot of the ball, didn't he? And massive credit's due to him for that.
Yeah, fantastic from Wedgbury. As ever, he is at the moment my candidate. I know the obvious ones are Pearson, Smith and Rutherford, maybe. Wedgbury, for me, is my player of the season so far, and he's proved why there.
And Roberts has been in excellent form for the last 2 months or so, and he got into so many good attacking positions today.
I was very weary of Roberts first few months of the season. Right now he is absolutely outstanding. He is so good at the minute. I've been really pleased with how he's getting on. Delighted that he's had another good game as well.
Absolutely, against his old team he battled away. Smith and Pearson battled away manfully against Denton, who was an awkward physical customer as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, I question whether he'd be able to deal with Smith and Pearson. Second time this season I found out he can't. Tom Denton's a player, you lump it up to him, you have it down and sometimes it comes off. I don't like players like that personally. Don't feel like they bring too much into it. I think Denton, for me, didn't have a good game. I think Casillo did at times, but again, he wasn't the best at times. But Wrexham, they've got a point, just got to build on it next week.
Absolutely. The final score, Wrexham 1, Halifax 1. We'll hand back to the studio.
This is the Final Whistle Podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.